We start the second hour. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It's that time of year. Yeah, I mean, certainly we're going to talk football. But if we're into August, we are talking Oakland A's baseball. Always, we are joined by the manager of the A's. Ninth season with the A's. Three-time manager of the year. One of six managers in history, to win manager of the year in both leagues. He led Oakland to 97 wins in the postseason last year. Oakland currently holds on to the second wildcard spot. The A's are at home tonight against the Yankees. Bob Melvin is my guest. Bob, it's great to visit with you once again. Thank you for joining us. Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you?
Good. Really good. So you're coming off a 6-4 win over the Yanks last night. Chris Davis came into the game in an 0-for-17 slump, Bob, but he hit a two-run homer in the second inning. How good was it to see him finally break through the way he did last night?
Yeah, no, that was great. We, you know, when you have a guy like that who's having a little bit of trouble, you know, we all kind of feel it. I don't know that there's been any power hitter in the American League last 3 years that's been more consistent than he has, hitting 40 home runs or plus every year. So, you know what? There are times that you have to pick up the slack for a guy like that. We seem to be able to do that in the interim, but he's going to be a key figure for us down the stretch, so it was great to see.
You know, Bob, so as a follow-up, when you're dealing with a guy like Davis, who's in a bit of a slump, but he's grinding hard, he's putting in all the work, how do you as a manager go about handling that? Do you talk to him at all, or do you just kind of let him do his thing and work his way out of it?
No, you know, it's gotten to the point where we've had to talk some, and, you know, it just depends on the individual. You know, he takes it so personally, you don't have to be hard on Chris Davis because he's really hard on himself. So it's trying to motivate him, pump him up, you know, go watch some video of, you know, the good stuff as opposed to looking at maybe some of the bad swings. You know, he's got a natural swing. It's kind of unique in how he does it. And, you know, just try to stay positive with him because he's had a lot of positivity to lean on.
A's manager Bob Melvin joining us. And then you have Marcus Semien, who homered last night from the leadoff spot. When you look at the arc of his career and the work that he's also put in and the improvements he's made to his game, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Yeah, arc's a good word. I don't know that I've been around a guy at the big league level that has come as far as he has. And, you know, once he got together with Ron Washington, figured out the position and the mechanics of it, it's been a self-made guy. He's as hard a worker as you'll ever be around. It's a consistent routine every single day. He's played every game. I think he's played 200 and some games in a row. Never wears down and is always up for the task and very, very good self-evaluator. He understands what he needs to work on. He works on those things, and that's why you see a consistent improvement.
A's manager Bob Melvin, my guest. And then last night marked the debut of A.J. Puck, who got a huge reception from the crowd when he came out of the bullpen in the eighth inning. What did you make of the way he handled that moment and a pressure-packed situation?
Yeah, that was kind of cool to see our fans respond to a guy that, you know, we've been looking forward to getting here, a high-profile first-round pick. And, you know, you look at him, the stature and the fastball and all that goes with it, it's pretty exciting. Yeah, I put him in a tough spot. I didn't give him any favors last night. You know, eighth inning of a two-run game. And, you know, walks the first guy, you kind of understand that with some nerves. And, you know, then Profar makes a great play. He makes a good pitch and gets a pop-up and, you know, then gives up another hit. So, you know, we had to bail him out this time. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of times that he's going to bail us out. But it's good to get him his feet wet, especially in a game like that in a pressure-packed situation. So, but we look forward to seeing more work from him.
Yeah, Bob, I want to stay on that for 1 minute because he's a guy who's been compared to Chris Sale, but at the same time, he's coming back from Tommy John surgery, and you made it pretty clear last night, you're not afraid to put him in a tough spot. What makes you think, or what do you know about him right now that leads you to believe that he can handle those moments?
Yeah, we've seen it in spring training, certainly a different animal than the regular season, and especially in, you know, the middle to late August, but we've always thought that he, you know, he's a pretty clear thinker. You know, the stuff plays. As long as he's throwing the ball over the plate, he's going to have a great chance for success. So, you know, I was probably trying to find a little bit of a softer landing for him, but that spot came up. You know, we had used Diekman earlier in the game, and they had 2 out of 3 lefties coming up. So, you know, we told him right away, look, they're, you know, your first spot may be a tough one, and, you know, kind of got a little smile on his face and was looking forward to it. So, you know, just our interactions with him, you know, over the years in spring training, he almost made our team out of spring 2 years ago, and then had to, unfortunately, had the Tommy John. So, We think he can handle anything.
Right. We're talking A's baseball with manager Bob Melvin. So now you're in a stretch where you've won 3 of 4 against Houston, 2 straight against New York, and a chance to finish off that sweep tonight. So, Bob, what's it say about the team that in late August you're winning series like this against the two teams with the best record in the American League?
Yeah, you know, it says that we have a good team, and guys respond. And, you know, we saw it last year, the run that we went on in the second half. So we feel like when we're playing well, we can beat anybody. And, you know, at this point in time, we have to. I mean, you know, we're going through a tough stretch right now. We're fighting for every win. I think we're, you know, maybe even or right there for the second wild card. So, you know, there's not a lot of room for error at this point in time in the season. I think our guys embrace it, and we knew we had to step up against some good teams, and to this point we have.
You know, Bob, it seems like every year people think the team is dead, and then you guys come back strong in the second half. How do you explain the mentality and the toughness, especially when you keep rolling despite having injuries?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think once you go through what we went through last year, especially with the rotation and losing every starter over the course of the season, and then, you know, guys getting an opportunity and stepping up, whether it's, you know, David and Billy bringing in somebody from the outside or someone within our organization steps up. I think we're just kind of used to it at this point. So, you know, it's historically we've been pretty good in the second half, and I think it's a matter of, you know, maybe learning each other early on in the season, making some adjustments as the season goes along. Fact of the matter is we got some really good players, and, you know, we have two guys on the corners that won Gold Glove last year in their first years. You know, Marcus Semien's doing what he does, and you know, Mark Canha's filled in for Laureano in center field. But we have a good roster, so we expect to win, and, you know, typically in the second half we do a little bit more of that.
We're talking to Bob Melvin. The thing is, right, let's not confuse having a good roster with having a good clubhouse. It's not one and the same, right? How important is it to have a clubhouse and have guys that get along? Because it's not as simple as it sounds, and not every clubhouse is like that.
You're right, and, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a great clubhouse to win games, but it certainly helps. And these guys support each other, and we feel like we have a really good mix of guys that came up through our system, which is important, have pride in being an Oakland A and playing here, and then you mix in, you know, the right guys, you know, the Semiens, like I said, and guys like that have been around a little bit more, take on some leadership roles when they've been here for multiple years, and it just seems to be a really good group. You know, I've been doing this for a little while, and this is probably as tight a group in the clubhouse as I've ever been around, and it's definitely impactful.
Bob Melvin joining us for a few more moments. You know, Bob, I'm on the outside looking in, but it just seems to me from the outside, something that really jumps out to me is you've got guys like Matt Chapman and Matt Olson, and they've had such an impact on the field, but vets around the team talk about the impact they've had on that clubhouse too. How do you explain young guys like that just showing up and impacting every part of the team the way they have? And not just on the field.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's a great point. You know, you don't have to be a veteran to be a leader. And, you know, I've learned that over, you know, especially over the last several years, that if guys have leadership qualities, you let them go. It's not anymore where you got to have 2 or 3 years on your belt and, you know, you're quiet until you're a veteran and then you lead. It's not that way anymore. If they have those qualities, you know, let them do it. And both these guys have those qualities. They've won wherever they've been in the minor leagues, and they just have a great will to win. So that resonates in our clubhouse. They are a big part of it the minute they came here, and continue to be even more so. You know, they just have that winning attitude that, you know, it's not a personal thing. It's not an individual thing. It's about the team. And they show up every night and lead by example, too.
Bob Melvin joins us. Bob, before you go, the front office went out and added pitchers in Homer Bailey and Tanner Roark. And on top of that, you've got some guys who are on the verge of coming back. So what do you make of the pitching depth that you have right now and could be getting soon?
Yeah, it's, you know, you have to have pitching depth. And we've seen that over the years here. Like I said, last year we lost our entire rotation, and so you have to have that, and we feel like we're in a really good spot now. You know, Bailey's just done a great job for us. Roark is going to pitch tonight, and he's been terrific for us as well. You know, Mike Fiers has led the way the entire season, and we still have Sean Manaea that we don't know what to do with yet. He's pitching in Triple A on a rehab assignment, and Jesus Luzardo, our number one prospect, is up to about 65, 70 pitches or so. So, you know, it's good problems to have. You know, once you get to September, you can expand the roster anyway. So the depth has been awfully important for us and will continue to be.
And then finally, what about that conversation about the postseason? You've been here before, but last night's win moves you a percentage point ahead of Tampa Bay in the wild card race. The playoff push, I mean, is that something that you talk with your players about, or do you just not even need to mention that at this point?
You really don't. There are a lot of games left, and it's going to go back and forth, and every game is going to feel like it's the last game. And I don't think we need to really talk about that right now. There's enough out there, and you know, we just need to try to win as many games as we can. And if we lose a game, it's not the end of the world. If we win a game, we try to ride the momentum. You know, once you get into the middle of September and you get back to the last couple of weeks, you know, then the finish line's in sight, and teams start to play a little bit differently, whether it's tighter or other teams respond. So right now it's just trying to win every single game that you play and not focus too much on where the standings are.
Another big one tonight, Oakland at home against the Yankees, and they currently hold on to the second wild card spot. He is a three-time Manager of the Year, and as I mentioned, one of only six men to win Manager of the Year in both leagues, Bob Melvin. Bob, always good to have you on this show. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate the conversation.
Always good to be here. Anytime, Jim.
Great having you, Bob. Appreciate you very much.